I'm Leslie McShane, and this is The New Old You, a place where women over 50 are able to come together to figure out who they are now and what they want as they move forward into this new phase of life. What better way than to do this rediscovering together with guests that can help us figure all of it out? It's time to make some space for yourself because honestly, you deserve it. This is The New Old You, and I am Leslie McShane. Welcome back to another in our series on back to school and off to college. As moms, we work for years getting our kids to the finish line of high school graduation. We help them find where they're going to land next, college or otherwise, and we congratulate ourselves on a job well done, and we let them fly. And that's why they call it an empty nest. But actually, mom's job is now entering a new phase. There are so many stressors on our kids as they leave their safe nest. They are literally thrown into the deep end to see if they can swim. And some can, and some can't. And what if you are the parent of one of those that can't? You aren't able to be with them to help them figure out this new thing, and worrying is taken to a new level. Do we just keep our fingers crossed that it will all work out? Do we just watch and see what happens? 63% of college freshmen say that they have overwhelming anxiety. And with the amount of mental stress kids endure, waiting is not a great option. With suicide, anxiety, and depression among teens and college-age kids on the rise, it's up to parents to be proactive in helping them cope and figure out solutions. My guest today is Dale Troy of Crush College Stress. She is the mom to three daughters, a health coach, and a graduate of Yale College and Yale Law School. She works with college students so that they can do well academically, have a positive social experience, and maintain physical and emotional health. She works to help put them, put in place habits that enable them to manage college stress and have a successful college experience. So please welcome to the podcast, Dale. Hey, how are you today?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to this.
I'm very excited to have you here because anyone who has had kids in college already kind of know what we're going to be talking about today because, you know, when we send our kids away to school, we kind of think that our job is done. But if they are struggling at the college level with stress, there is nothing more worrying to a parent. Or at least there wasn't to me. But I know that there has to be a reason why you chose this path. Can you kind of give us some background on what led you to what you're doing today?
Sure. Well, I have a long history of jobs, but a lawyer, then a headhunter for lawyers, and then I became a health coach. I was really, I became a health coach when I had my three daughters home, and I wanted to really be involved with them. And I wanted to learn more about healthy lifestyle and kind of preparing them for leaving. So I knew I needed to know more. Mm-hmm. And then when they started going to college, I was very aware of the stress levels that they were feeling and then what their peers were feeling. And I was hearing about eating disorders and kids taking time off and all sorts of things. And what really happened was that friends of mine would ask me if I could help their kids who were at various colleges because they saw my kids as thriving and I'm a health coach and I must have a secret. Mm-hmm. So I started doing that on the phone, actually, and then it really dawned on me, kids are just not really prepared for being in college by themselves. There are just so many basic life skills they don't know. Right. They don't handle themselves. And if they're not having a crisis, they're not going to the health center. So like, they don't know what to do. And they really don't want to ask their parents because at that point in time, they want to be more independent. So that's why I decided to kind of figure out how I could fill that gap. And I created a program that really focuses on habits and skills that kids need to have in order to be successful in college.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know You and I both went to college, but things are so different now than when we went. What are kids experiencing nowadays in college?
Yeah. Well, one thing we didn't have was social media. So
All
there's
right.
so much focus on what everybody else is doing, how they appear to the world. And, they're not focusing on the moment. They're focusing on all these other things going on. So that's a huge stress. In addition, it's just a much more competitive feeling environment to get jobs, to get into the schools. So everything is a competition and causes a lot of stress. And then just, I know, I think we, because of the way we've raised our kids, we haven't given them as much responsibility and as much independence as I know I had when I was their age. And I think it's a big jump to go from being kind of coddled at home to all of a sudden being out on your own and expected to be able to handle so many decisions, so many choices, that it's just overwhelming.
So I know a lot of times kids that are struggling, they don't want their parents to know. And you mentioned that earlier, not only because they want to be more independent, but because they feel like, well, they don't want to disappoint their parents. They don't want to put any more burden on their parents because they're gone now and they know that there's nothing, really nothing that their parents can do so far away. But as a parent, we have to be ultra aware of what's going on with this child of ours that's a long way away. Are there some red flags that we can be looking for that maybe they are not adjusting the way they should?
That's a great question. Yeah, it's really hard to know. So I would say, first of all, you should have some kind of communication plan so that you start out from day one knowing that every week we're going to have a face-to-face conversation so you can really see what they look like. Because you can tell as a mom, if your kid isn't quite right. So that is one safeguard. In terms of actual signs or behavior, I would say maybe texting you less if they were in the pattern of texting you a lot and all of a sudden they're not, or they're giving you one word answers. They're not really being very vocal. That would be a sign. You're not gonna hear from like a teacher that doesn't happen like you would in high school. So it is a little bit more difficult. Another sign might be they were planning to come home and then all of a sudden, no, I'm not coming home. Some like change in plans. If you have access to their grades and you see their grades going down, you need to sign a FERPA waiver. They have to sign a FERPA waiver in order to have access. So that is also, I think, a good idea because it gives you some insight into what's happening with them in terms of their grades. I mean, that can be a definite red flag. They're not going to classes, they're, sleeping through classes, or they're not handing in their assignments, whatever, and they're failing. In fact, a lot of parents don't find that out until the end of the semester. Their child could be saying, everything's fine, I'm doing great. And then, they failed half their classes. But you're right. Kids don't want to disappoint. They also feel like they should be able to figure it out. There's something wrong with me if I can't do it.
Right,
So
exactly.
I'm going to keep trying and somehow it's going to work, but it doesn't always work.
Yeah, it seems like there is a delicate balance between being a helicopter parent in college and not, and being able to help your child through some of these stickier times. Where do you think that that line is?
Well, I guess the way I look at it is if we had prepared our kids ahead of time for what to expect in college, then more of them would be doing fine and we wouldn't be having these situations. So, I really, that's, as I said, that's like the gap I'm filling, my College Success Formula program is filling. But assuming that you hadn't done anything, I think I would have like a serious conversation with my child and say, we need to have an open communication about what's happening on campus. I don't want to find out at the end of the semester that things haven't gone well. And I'm there to support you. I believe in you, you can do it. But if you're having issues, there are resources on campus and I need you to use them. And if you can't do that, you know, then please let me know and we'll work it out together, but you need to talk to me, something right. along those lines.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. Communication is key. Is a key phrase in my house. And you know, I'm not going to be mad, but let's talk about this and let's figure it out because I have been on the other end of a phone call where you know one of my children was you know almost in a panic attack. Mm-hmm. Because they just didn't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And it felt very overwhelming. And for me, being not close to, you know, where my child was, I was scared to death of what was going to happen. So let's talk about what you do, some good strategies to help kids deal with the stress as they go to college. I know that you have a checklist and you have a list of seven habits that they can put into place to help reduce stress.
Yeah, I do have that. I have like so much, I don't know what to tell you, but let's see. So one area is really time management and structure. Mm-hmm. Because there is no structure on a college campus.
Right.
And in order for them to feel less stressed, they need to feel like they're in control. It's all about control, like yes. having feeling like you have control over, and you do have control over yourself. And that's all you have control over. Right.
Right.
Right. So the first thing is they really have to buy into using a planner of some sort, keeping a schedule, making sure they're on top of everything. They don't not getting behind in their work. And I really think a lot of the stress does come with just having so much on their plate and knowing that they have to get things done and feeling like there's not enough time to do it. How am I going to do it?
Overwhelmed.
You know, exactly. Yeah. And then I also want to be with my friends and like, how am I supposed to do both and balancing it? But if they learn how to structure their time better, they can. And that's part of what I teach kids. But that is like very, very important. So that would be the first thing I would, you know, insist on. Mm-hmm. The second area is really self-care. So if your child is not getting enough sleep, they're going to be exhausted. They're not going to focus. They're going to not feel happy. It's going to affect their whole being, emotional, physical, everything. So, you know, really emphasizing you need to get sleep. And honestly, the way that the good student gets enough sleep is they have this great schedule. They follow, they get it all done and in a good time and they get to sleep and they get 8 hours of sleep. Right. But most students aren't doing that.
Right.
So sleep and then clearly what they're eating, making sure.
I think eating is a big one. I mean, because, you know, they can go to this cafeteria and they can eat anything they want as much as they want. And make their own choices or not eat at all.
Right.
There are a lot of kids that, you know, they shut down and they don't eat.
They don't eat. That's true. Yeah. That's an issue as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how do you change that? I mean, I think it starts at home and modeling what healthy eating is and why it's important and how you're going to feel better and stronger and more focused if you're eating well. Mm-hmm. Making good choices. But yes, that's a really big one. And, you know, they can be very influenced by their peers. If everybody else is going to get the pizza and the hamburgers, you know, they're probably going to do that. I actually, my tip is to convince your child to go to the salad bar first and see how many colorful foods they can put on their plate before they go to the hot food line. That's what I work on with kids. So that's one thing.
Yeah.
And then the other two aspects of self-care are exercise, some kind of movement every day.
Very key. And
yeah, very key. Also, you know, it just makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. And reduces stress naturally. So they can find anything that they like to do. It doesn't have to be, going to the gym. It doesn't have to be going to class. It could be anything. There's all sorts of dorm exercises to do. And then drinking water is my other one. They're dehydrated. They're going to get a headache. They're not going to feel good. They won't want to do their work. So water is, you know, they need to be carrying around a water bottle every day.
Yeah. Yeah. That's key. Yeah. And that's something that, a lot of kids don't do, you know, water's boring.
Right.
Well, actually, I think that a lot of kids, I've seen they carry around a water bottle. They're probably better at it than people in our generation actually are. But it is very important to hydrate well.
It is. And then also a lot of times the water in college doesn't taste good. So you'll see on Facebook, everybody's buying the Brita, mm-hmm. the Brita water filter things. And maybe that's an option. And you can throw in fruit to make it taste better.
Right.
Even just lemon makes a big difference if you put lemon in the water.
Yeah. Are there any other good habits that they need to start with as they go to college?
Yes. Well, you mentioned stress in particular. I mean, all these things will reduce stress that I've mentioned already, but also having some tools specifically when you're feeling like you're having a panic attack or something similar. So I recommend, number one, to learn how to do deep breathing, because that slows your whole body down and calms your whole system. And you can do it anywhere. You don't need any tools and nobody has to know you're doing it. So that's my number one, you know, basic that I want all kids to know. But there's so many other ones. You know, using a gratitude journal is very helpful. Spending time outside in nature is great. Just listening to some calming music, it's helpful for some kids. They just need to find something that they like. You know, maybe they rather just sit quietly and read a good book that's not for class. I mean, it could be anything. Maybe they play piano when they're going to go to the music room and play the piano for 10 minutes. You know, something to break up whatever is going on that's making them feel stressed out.
I was watching something on your website and you talked about, you know, a lot of campuses, they'll bring in dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so true. There's something about holding a dog, petting a dog that will bring you down a little bit. So
yeah.
And I know a lot of college campuses, I mean, they will do that.
Yeah. And even if they're not doing that, the professors living on campus may have a dog. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if your child is somebody who loves animals, they can connect with, in fact, one of my daughters, I remember walking one of her professor's dogs periodically because she's a dog person. So yes, that definitely is another good solution. And also volunteering, if, you know, doing something for other people is wonderful. It just gives you a natural high.
Right.
So if your child is doing that, they just need to figure out what is it that's going to make me feel good. And it could be, you know, multiple different things, but they need to, before they go to college, like know what that is so that they have something to go to when they're feeling like out of control or just overwhelmed.
And it sounds like it's a good plan for the parents to know what is available on campus and around and kind of have that plan in place in case things aren't going well.
Yeah. Now you definitely want to know what the resources are. I mean, campuses they have the tutors and the health center and the career advisors and the writing center. I mean, they have a lot there. Honestly, most students don't use the resources.
Why is that?
Yeah, kind of the same thing as you were saying. Like they don't want to say, I'm not doing well. They don't want to admit.
Right. You know, shine a light on them. I'm not doing well.
Exactly. Yeah. Or I'm not doing well. Maybe I shouldn't have gotten in here. You know, like they start going down that path in their head. Mm-hmm. So I always tell the students I'm with that those people there, they were hired to help you. because the college knows you're going to need them. So it's not an embarrassment. It's a good thing. You need to use them frequently. Kids who use them are the ones who are generally doing better.
Right, right. So yeah, you should definitely talk to your child and let them know. I mean, if I were smart, if I could go back in time and were smarter, I would have researched that information before they got there and put that phone number in their phone and says, and you know, if you're having trouble, call them, go by there, talk to somebody.
Right.
Because, you know, it is on us. The school is not going to search them out.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So you were talking about things, you know, a lot of things we should have done to prepare our kids before they leave for college. And, you know, there may be some people that are listening that have kids that, you know, are juniors or seniors, or they're getting ready to head to college this fall. What are some things that you can do to help prepare your kids before they go?
Well, I think you can really start certainly in high school, even sooner. I mean, the number one concept in my mind is handing over more responsibility to your child so that they start to realize that they can do things without you.
Yeah, they have control already.
Yes, exactly. So that means not waking them up for school anymore, you know, letting them set the alarm to wake themselves up. Maybe that means you don't remind them that they have to bring their sneakers to school. They need to think about that, what their schedule is. Maybe that means you don't ask, what homework do you have tonight? And did you do it? You know, you don't get involved. And of course you have to have, again, with the communication, you need to have that conversation. You don't just all of a sudden not do those things that you've been doing, but you let them know, like, you're smart and old enough to handle these things now. And I want to help you become more adult. And these are some things I think we should pass on to you and, you know, have that conversation. They may come up with some other ideas like, oh yeah, I don't need you to do it X, Y, Z. I can do it myself. Mm-hmm. You know, it will make them feel empowered and make them feel more confident about themselves.
Right. Right.
So
let's talk about what you do, what services that you offer, because I mean, there are kids that aren't going to go to the school to search out help, and they don't want to go to their parents, and you are kind of someone in the middle that parents can bring in. What do you do?
Well, I work with students before they go to college, so they've already graduated from high school that summer before, talking. And I also work with students who are struggling and they're going to their sophomore year, they're going to their junior year, whatever. But I'm, in either case, I'm focusing on those habits and skills that they need because of what they're going to find when they get to the college campus. So I'm talking about four areas: academic skills, which includes time management, includes study skills, knowing to ask help, going to the professor, those kinds of things. I'm talking about social connections, how to feel connected on the campus and get involved and why that's so important. I'm talking about the whole physical health, the self-care, all those aspects of feeling good in your body. And then I'm also talking about emotional health. So not only stress tools, but also things like having a growth mindset and realizing that what happened in the past doesn't mean that's going to happen in the future. Positive self-talk, you know, really, really wanting, as you said before, wanting to make them realize they do have control. These are all things they have control over. And what they don't have control over, they just have to adapt to. That's the whole college environment, wherever they are. They can't change that, but they can change the way they act, the way they think, the way they behave. And that is going to, you know, make them have a more successful experience.
Yeah. And it feels like, I mean, it's not something that they have to have all through college. It's almost like once you work with them and help them set into place these habits, and once they have developed these habits, It will help them all the way through the college experience and more than likely after college as well, when they leave that safety net as well. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a very short, I mean, I have it as a 7-session program. So that I cover all of that in 7 sessions. And of course, if I'm working with a student who is in college, I'm going to focus on what issue they had that is causing them to want my help. Most of the time, I would say it is related to time management and procrastination and just like not being motivated, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like, yeah, that time management is a big one because, you know, moms pretty much have the ship dialed in when you're at home and the schedule. And then when you go to college, I mean, it's like a free for all. It's kind of like I have 24 hours. So I'm going to wait until hour 23 to start working on all of this stuff. So, yeah. And that's how kids get into trouble, you know, and it's like, it feels like, you know, it's a downward slide. It's, you know, you do it once and then it starts to pile up until, you know, they're going to blow and it's almost too late. But, you know, I think it's great that you keep an eye on them from the very beginning. For sure.
Yeah. No, the way you described it is absolutely right. And I mean, I've even had kids come to me 2 weeks before their exams and they're in a panic.
Mm. And, I bet,
because they're way behind and they don't know how they're going to possibly pass the class. And, you know, it's not easy, but I can help them do better than they would have without talking to me.
And being empathetic and putting yourself in that position of how that young person feels, we just want to take it on for them so bad. Yeah. But it is so helpful for them to develop these strategies of how to deal with that situation and then not put themselves in that situation again. What kind of things are you hearing from some of the people that you have worked with who come back and are they thankful for their parents kind of intervening and bringing you in?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, every testimonial that I've received has always been, you know, how much they learned, how much they didn't know, and mm-hmm. how it helped them feel more confident. And, you know, I like that word. Like, I want them to feel confident about themselves mm-hmm. on the campus, that they can do it. They have tools, they know strategies, and it that way it's not overwhelming, that they feel like they have the power to be able to handle it.
Yeah. So if someone wanted to work with you or hire you to work with their kid, how would they find you?
Multiple ways, but if they want to talk to me, the quickest way is to schedule something on my calendar, which is talkwithdale.com. So that's very, very easy to know. And I have a website that's crushcollegestress.com. And then I have a pretty involved, active community on Facebook of college parents. So that they're welcome to join that. Also, that's College Parent Support Community.
Now, is that a private group or is it anybody can join?
I mean, anybody can apply, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah, I will approve them. Yes, it is. It is a private group,
and I bet it's very helpful for other parents. You know, because you know a lot of times you don't want to admit that your child is having trouble mm-hmm. in college, and so you don't want to talk about it. But it's very, I'm sure, it's very helpful and cathartic for people to share information. And I've been there, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And parents in my group, I have to say they're very supportive. I haven't seen any meanness. It's big enough to have activity, but small enough that it's not like everybody putting in 10 things every day. It's not like that at all. Mm-hmm. So I actually put the most in myself. I interview other experts. I post really interesting articles and comment on them. So I do polls. So I'm putting content in every single day. And I think people really appreciate that. And I also get very, you know, I give a lot of free help to people through the direct messaging and on Facebook. So I'm, you know, I am a people person. I want to help, you know, I don't want anyone to feel like they're struggling. And if I can help them, I'm happy to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it's a very sticky situation. And just like we want our kids to do, we need to also reach out if we feel like our families need help in this area, because I mean, the amount of anxiety and depression that kids this age are going through is frightening, actually.
It is. It is. It's very, I mean, every time you hear about a new one on college campus, it's just really so sad to me. Yeah. I also wanted to mention, I started doing a master class. I'm doing my third one actually today on how to make sure your child succeeds in college and doesn't become overwhelmed and stressed.
That sounds like a great master class.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been good. So I'm going to continue doing it throughout the summer. So, you know, it's probably too late for people listening to this, but I will be doing more of those. And if they're in my Facebook group, they'll hear about it.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will definitely put all of this information in the show notes so that people can find you and become part of that Facebook group and be made aware of the masterminds coming up. Is there anything else that you think that this audience needs to know? Like right now, I mean, kids are heading to college, this month. And, I mean, what is the best piece of advice that you could give the parents, and then the best piece of advice that you could give to the kids that are embarking on this thing, whether they are the first child in the family to go to college or the fifth? I mean, the experience is different for every single kid.
Right. You know, for the parents, I really want to say that, remember the going to college is about them. It's not about you. And I think so many parents just make it this big emotional event, and there's tears, and it's sad and all that. That is not helpful. That does not help your child. It's just going to make them more homesick. It's going to make them, you know, feel sad. So try to be as upbeat as possible. Realize that you did a great job. You got your kid to college, and you really emphasize that it's their new experience, that you believe in them and empower them so that they walk out of your car or say goodbye to you. And they feel like, yeah, I can do this. I'm excited. This is going to be a fun experience for me. I know it's going to be challenging, but I, you know, my parents believe in me and I can do it. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would say to the parents. Don't make it about them, not about you.
Don't steal their joy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what would you tell the kids?
I think I would tell the kids that, God, there's so much to tell them.
What five things would you tell them?
I'd say number one is the kids are really worried about fitting in and making friends. So I want to tell them that all the freshmen are thinking the same thing. Mm-hmm. So this is your best chance to make friends. And it's not going to be hard. So don't make it hard. You know, just stay involved, join activities, go to the dorm function, say hello to people, smile, just be a friendly person and you will make friends. Don't make it into a big issue because it really isn't. Mm-hmm. And don't hide in your dorm room because you're nervous. Just be as your most outgoing self and be open to meeting all sorts of new people. Yeah. So that would be one thing. I think another thing would be, remember your family values and how you grew up and keep those with you, because it's so easy to get influenced by what other people are doing. You know, it's okay to say no. It's okay to say, I'm not interested in something, that you really want to remain true to yourself. Because that's really all that matters in the end. These friendships are going to come and go. These people are in your life for a short period of time, but you know, if you're there to do well academically and move on to graduate school or whatever your plans are, you keep that in mind. Keep what your values and your goals in mind is the most important thing.
I love it. I do have one other question because, sometimes even with all of the strategies, the stress is overwhelming and, maybe this place where your child is not the right place for them right now. Maybe it's not the right place. Maybe it's not the right place right now. When do you know that it's time for them to come home or change their scenery, change their school?
Well, certainly if they've made some bad choices, I'm thinking like drugs and alcohol, or just not going to class. I mean, they're not doing college properly. Yeah. So that would be a clear thing to me. I think another would be if they've actively tried to connect with other people, join clubs, met people in the dorm, and they just feel like they don't fit in. They really don't feel like they don't fit in. Like they made the wrong choice. These are a bunch of kind of nerdy kids and that's not me. And I just feel very uncomfortable and I'm never going to have friends here. I mean, I would consider transferring.
Yeah.
I would definitely do that. What else? Those are like obvious ones. And then maybe if they've decided to change their focus, their major focus, and the school doesn't have it, I mean, okay, again, let's look at other options.
Yeah.
I do think it often takes the entire freshman year for some kids to get adjusted. So I wouldn't jump to conclusions.
Yeah, not like a month in.
I will tell you, my daughter, my first child got to go to college and I was a wreck. But she told us, and she was at Yale, she told us that there's no one here that she likes. She doesn't fit in. She made a mistake and she wants to go to Georgetown. She told us that in like maybe 6 weeks into it. We were in shock. Well, luckily she didn't do that. She ended up having great friends she's still friends with, and she's 32. So, but it was kind of like, we didn't know what to say, but we basically said, you need to give it more time. This is a big campus. You haven't met everyone. Let's not jump to conclusions. Let's not do this. This is not the right way to handle the situation.
Right. Well, and what I always told both of my kids is that, I definitely told them to, give it more time, but I also let them know, you're not in prison.
Yeah.
College isn't prison. And if it truly is not working out, you will know. Don't jump to conclusions. Give it time, but it's okay.
Yeah.
If you have to make a change, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can't come home and sit in your bedroom and, play video games all day, every day. I mean, there will be a plan, but it's okay if that school is not working out and you need to change up your direction. So,
I totally agree with that. Yeah. I mean, and to some extent you have to trust your child because they're the one that's going through the, having the experience, but yes. So, it's kind of a combination. You're right.
Yeah.
Give it a little bit of time, but we'll trust you if you really believe this is not going to work.
Right. So are there any last things that you want to leave us with in this area?
I just think that, especially for kids who haven't gotten to college yet, the more you can prepare your child to understand what college really is and how different it is from high school, they're going to be better off. Oh, I do want to mention, I interviewed Dr. Andrea Brenner. She wrote a great book called How to College.
Huh.
And I can give you that information. You can put it in the show notes, but she also created something that's very unique. It's called the Talking College Card Deck. And it goes through it. It's like a deck of cards.
Uh-huh.
With prompts for conversations between parents and kids. And it's on all the topics that might come up in college.
Huh.
You know, relationships, drugs and alcohol, finances, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's
great idea because a lot of times, you know, as parents, you don't know what you don't know. We haven't been in college for a long time. I mean, so having those prompts are a great way to start conversations.
Yeah. Yeah. And it will also give your child an opportunity to start realizing, wow, I'm going to be on a college campus and these are the kinds of things I need to think about. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're not thinking about them. Right. So yeah, I really recommend these are great.
Yeah. I'll put those in the show notes as well. Now, is that something that you can get at her website or is that an Amazon thing or?
Yeah, I got it on Amazon and also her website. She has it on her website as well. Ambrenner. .com. But I'm pretty confident I got it on Amazon.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, this has been amazing. I know there are a lot of kids that are headed to school and a lot of parents that are heading to drop their kids off. And I hope that you will save your sadness until you get in the car on the way home. Don't steal your child's joy. And, you know, they don't want to see you sad. They want to see you happy. Remember that. So, yeah, I just want to give you a chance. Any last thing you want to add before we go?
No, just believe in your child. You know, I guess maybe I should say this, that you are now like, you're the guide on the side, so to speak. You are not doing college with them. Mm-hmm. You need to step back, give them the independence that they really need to grow up. And they, you know, believe in them, make sure they use resources and know that there is help out there if you need something beyond the campus, people like me. So, you know, just let them do it.
Yeah.
This is the time. Yeah.
That's great. Thanks so much for being with me today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was really fun.
Okay, friends. A big thank you to Dale for joining me today with all of these tips and strategies to help our kids make this stressful transition to college. Just when we thought our job was over, we enter this new phase of hands off and letting them lead, but all while keeping a watchful eye on them from afar to make sure that they are handling all of this new stress in a productive way. And it's so helpful to know that there are people like Dale who can provide a great outside voice and to help lend a hand when our kids feel a little overwhelmed or even before they leave for college to help them prepare for this big, huge, important step. Here are a few takeaways from today, but a complete list and some specifics on Dale's strategies and red flags to watch for will be available in the New Old You newsletter. I will put a link to that in the show notes so you can access those. So here we go. Number one, most kids are just not prepared for being at college by themselves. There are just so many basic life skills they don't know or haven't been taught. It is important that if you have kids in high school to start now, let them wake themselves up. Don't hover over homework. Make them make some of their own appointments. Number two, the most important thing when your child goes to college is to establish a communication plan, a time, a day to call, and FaceTime if possible so that you can get your eyes on them. Number three, the biggest aspect of stress at the college freshman level is time management. They need a good plan and strategy. Number four, as a parent, remember that going to college isn't about you. Don't show any kind of sadness to them. You want to show them that you are proud and that you believe that they will succeed. Empower them to do well. And number five, it usually takes the whole freshman year for kids to get adjusted. So encourage them to try and give it some time. I will put all of Dale's contact information in the show notes, and I encourage you to reach out to her if you are seeing some of the red flags in your new college student. It is so much better to have her as a resource available for them right now. It's a new world for them. It's a new world for you. And it isn't meant to be stressful, especially if we prepare for it. And by this, I mean both them and you, which leads me to next week. I will have back on the podcast Empty Nest Coach Allie Hill, who will be walking us through all the things we need to be focusing on in our new empty nest once we have dropped those kids off at school. Join us for that, for sure. It will be the last in this series on back to school and off to college. I hope that you have listened and that you have gotten something good out of it. And of course, I hope you share with a friend that may be going through the same thing that you are. And don't forget to rate this podcast or any of the podcasts in this series and or leave a review and make suggestions about things you would like to hear about on this podcast. I am always about learning what you think is important. Now, September is going to be all about us, you and me, us. The whole month will be focused on self-care and not your run-of-the-mill self-care. We're going to be talking about things you might not even consider self-care or things that you've forgotten about, but that you absolutely need to incorporate into your life so that you can begin to start taking back some control. And I can't wait to get started on that. It's coming up soon. So make sure to go to the top of this show page under the three little lines, which they call the sandwich lines. I just learned that. And follow or subscribe so that these episodes will just automatically be available in your podcast library. I thank you for listening today, and I look forward to having you back with me next week. Until then, remember to show as much compassion to others as you yourself need today. That is the best way to make this world a better place in your own little corner of it. Till next time, sending love. Bye.